The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays in Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and guess what? I am in Seattle. With our Royal Family Group, we are doing the Canadian Rockies with Rocky Mountaineer. We're doing this Coastal Passage trip a little later today. We'll be heading north from Seattle on the Rocky Mountaineer. Oh, my gosh, this is such beautiful country. And as you go north, you've got the ocean on your west. You've got the mountains on your right. It is just breathtakingly beautiful. Hey, if you have never been to this part of the world, you ought to think about an Alaska cruise, some sort of vacation that has something to do with this area. Rocky Mountaineer, if you're into trains. When I get back on September, 9th or 10th, whatever that Saturday is, when we get back, I will be talking with some of the people that went on this trip all about this Rocky Mountaineer, Canadian Rockies experience. So, you know what? You deserve a great vacation. There's so much going on right now. My goodness gracious, so much going on. You know, last Thursday we had Onstage Alaska event there at Cabela's. We had a sold-out crowd. Matter of fact, we actually had standing room only, and it is really pretty amazing, the interest in Alaska. And just candidly, hey, when there's unrest anywhere in the world, you've heard me say this so many times, we're sure seeing it. Alaska always wins. Hawaii always wins. Panama Canal, you know, always wins. South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand. People, they're going to vacation. Vacations are too important to everybody nowadays to put it off. They will just go to a different destination if they're not comfortable. You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Mexico right now, and boy, that's another reason why you work with a professional travel agent that knows and has the contacts to disseminate the news and figure out what's really real, what's really important, what's really not fake news, I guess they call it now. And it's not fake. It's, you know, like the travel department, they'll issue warnings, and warnings you have to be careful about. Warnings is, you know, a little bit like weather warnings. My gosh, have we had a bunch of those this month? So will it be as bad as it sounds or as you are taking it? Well, do you know what? We many times let the vendors that we use, and we let the travel insurance company, that we use, Travel Guard, is the main source we go to first. You know why? Because they know exactly what's going on, and they will issue us information that is so very, very helpful to you. And candidly, a lot of that is whether what's going on, wherever it is in the world, would be covered if you canceled or if you had a problem while you were there because of whatever the situation is, terrorism, unrest, where you're going when you're there. Will travel insurance cover that? They keep us informed really better than anybody. And boy, that is a big, big deal. Be careful what you read. You know, there were some things going on in Mexico at one of the big, gigantic chains at an all-inclusive resort. And there was a lot of misinformation that came out of it. Guys, we did find out exactly what happened. And let's just put it this way. There was a whole lot more misinformation than there was correct information with that. That is the one thing about social media. Gosh darn, it can take a life of its own, and not always is that information correct. So again, be careful, and then be realistic. Really, be realistic. Gosh darn, you read about what's going on in Kansas City, and this city is more dangerous statistically than most anywhere in the world that we would send people on vacation. So you're going to stop going to the plaza? You're going to stop going out of your house, I guess, you know, you have to be the deciding factor there. Safety, I think, is of utmost importance. There's no doubt about it. I've been to a lot of places in the world. Israel is a great example of that, that has had some challenges, right, of what you would, what anybody would call safety. And that was the only trip I ever had to delay. I didn't, well, I canceled the one we went on, but I just delayed it and got permission from the travel insurance company, which they were the ones that said, yeah, we'll protect your money on this if you get, if your people get, lose their money, the vendors don't give them money back, travel insurance would take care of it because there was stuff going on when we were going to go there with our church. But we went later, and it was fantastic. So anyway, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the world. The one thing I do know is you deserve a great vacation. Hey, when I come back, we're going to talk with Mr. Travis Frew, who represents Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And Royal Caribbean is our favorite cruise line. You've heard me say that as far as they do the best job of making these unbelievable floating resorts. Their entertainment is so fantastic. Their restaurants and things to do, they do better than anybody, candidly. Value for the dollar, Royal Caribbean just does a fabulous job. You're going to hear from Travis when we come back all about what's new at Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. So remember, you deserve a great vacation, and I'll be right back.
North to Alaska, go north for us is home. North to Alaska, go north for us is home.
Welcome back to Vacation Views North to Alaska. That was because we had that Onstage Alaska event last year. And by the way, if you have never been to Alaska, and you're one of those people thinking, I don't want to go to Alaska, I want to go to someplace warm, may I please ask you, may I please beg you to reconsider that thought process. I hear this so often, I get it. I really do. I know so many people want warm weather vacations. But I'll tell you what, there will be a time in your life that you will want to see the most beautiful scenery, arguably, in the world. And if you put wildlife and glaciers in that equation, I don't know if there's any place in the world more beautiful than Alaska. And hey, there's a lot of ways to go to Alaska. Mr. Travis Frew is with me right now with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Travis, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you so much for having me on. How was your trip up to Seattle?
Well, I'll let you know when I get back here. Hey, Royal Caribbean does Alaska. And it's really true, isn't it, Travis? You've talked to enough travel agents, enough customers that have been on Royal Caribbean, how incredibly satisfying that Alaska vacation really is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, even though Royal Caribbean, obviously within the name, you think of warm weather destinations and you think of those big, gigantic Oasis class ships, we do have a very, very unique and very interesting Alaska product, specifically because we have two ships that are, you know, pretty newly revitalized and renovated up there. One departs out of Seattle, mm-hmm. and the other out of Vancouver. And between those two, we also have a land portion, which is unlike any other. There's a lot of other Alaska products that they'll have a specialist take you from the ship over to the motor coach, and another specialist take you from the motor coach to one of the destinations, and then another location, and another specialist. With Royal Caribbean, it's completely taken care of from beginning to end with the exact same specialist. So you build that rapport, and you build mm-hmm. that rapport with the people around you, because we never let more than 50 guests on the same sort of, you know, land tour with anything that we do with Royal Caribbean.
And Travis, I was lucky enough when Royal Caribbean and Celebrity brought their motor coaches to Kansas City. They brought them through the country to show us how spectacular those motor coaches were. And if I remember right, the seats on your motor coach were made by the same company that makes the seats for Porsche. Is that correct?
That absolutely correct. Yeah, brand new. And not just the motor coaches, but also the wildlife trams, the trains that go all the way through Alaska. Those are within maybe 1 or 2 years old themselves as well. So, I mean, when we're talking about quality, I mean, I don't think anybody does it
better. Travis, let's talk about Royal Caribbean generically. I said that's a pretty bold statement that for 29 years we've sold more Royal Caribbean than any other ocean cruise line, and you know the reason for that, but Tell our audience why Royal Caribbean is so popular.
In Royal Caribbean, there's three things that we pride ourselves on. Number one is amazing destinations where just last year alone, we visited over 280 ports of call out of 73 countries worldwide. Number two, it's personalized service, just like we said about the Alaska product, where, you know, we have one specific person from beginning to end who's a complete expert. It's personalized service on board. It's really that personal connection that you make, not only with your stateroom attendants, but also the staff on board and anybody that you really come into contact with. The number three is just we are always pushing the envelope for innovation and to make sure you never feel like you're on an old ship. And that's why all of our ships go through maybe a revitalization process every maybe 2 to 3 years, so nobody ever feels like they're on an old ship or an outdated ship. And we feel that those three all together, they really set Royal Caribbean apart from any other cruise line.
Yeah, I used the word innovative before, and this all comes from Richard Fain, your CEO, is one of the finest, most innovative and social human beings I've ever met in that position, as well as he knows numbers. But he understands customer satisfaction. He stays on cutting edge of what's new, what consumers are wanting. And truly, truly, Royal Caribbean ships, especially the new ones, are the most innovative ships at sea, are they not?
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk about having onboard surf simulators, onboard skydiving, when you talk about having electronic arms that are bartenders, and it just goes on and on about the things that we put on ships that you could have never imagined having on a cruise ship, because these cruise ships, they're not just ships anymore. They're destinations within themselves. When you can fit 6,780 guests on the newest ship, the Symphony of the Seas, which is coming out mid next year, which is going to be the fourth Oasis class ship. When you think about that many people, you kind of get an idea of, is it going to be crowded? Is it going to, is it going to bottleneck somewhere? Is it going to feel the way that everything is spaced out? And it's just, it's really an experience to where you could try to do everything in the 7-day cruise that you're going to be on there. And even if you try to do every possible thing on there, there's still going to be a lot that's left up to imagine.
I call them floating resorts. We have always said that what Royal Caribbean does for our customers better than anybody is, number one, the innovative ships. Number two, entertainment. I think Royal Caribbean has the best entertainment at sea. Number three, the service, like you just said, that personalized service, second to none for the price. And I think number five, honestly, is the food quality. Your food quality is exceptional. Your restaurants now that are so varied. You know, in the old days, it used to be the formal restaurant and the informal restaurant. Now, Travis, how many restaurants are on these new ships?
The newest ship will have 24 dining venues.
24. Hey, and you know, when we talk about innovative, I'll tell you what first came to my mind. I remember when Royal Caribbean came out with the first ice skating rink at sea on a ship that was going to the Caribbean, and I'm thinking, how cool is that to ice skate when you're in the Caribbean? And then I got on the ship, Travis, and I saw the entertainment on that ice skating rink. Disney, nobody does it better than that. It's just amazing.
I mean, Broadway-style entertainment, not just on the main theater, but also the venue that you're talking about. It's called Studio B, which is on all of which is on all of our newer ships. And again, you can ice skate yourselves, but there's a lot of times throughout the throughout your sailing that in the middle of the day, early evening, later in the evening, that they will have shows that go on those ice skating rinks as well. So you don't only have to go to the main theater anymore, the same way you don't only have to go to the main dining room anymore, because you can go to our Japanese restaurant. You can go to our Italian restaurant. There's just so many different options that you can choose from that you're not just kind of stuck to that, older view of, what cruising used to be.
Yeah. And I don't know, I just love it. And the other thing that I think we need to make very clear to people, because some people say, gosh, are they too big? Well, the consumer decides that. And candidly, you are filling those ships. We're putting a lot of people on your ships. So to some, they might be too big. To others, they are not at all. But what I do like, there is an economy of scale that allows Royal Caribbean to have exceptional prices for what the consumer gets on board. So that really is true, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, when you combine the entertainment aspect, when you combine the dining and you combine just everything that you're able to do on board, all the ports of call that you're able to visit as well, you combine that all into just absolutely great rates that we have right now. I tell you what, I mean, a lot of people are really looking at, you know, November, December, mm-hmm. instead of the old way of having spending a whole day making a Thanksgiving dinner and then that cleanup after and then, you know, Christmas dinner and doing things that way. A lot of people just like to say, hey, how about we go down to the Caribbean? We have world-class dining taking care of us. We have great memories and we're making memories here because people don't buy things anymore. They want to buy, you know, experiences. Yep. They want to invest in those memories that will last a lifetime as opposed to a gift you'll look at and, you know, who knows, you may lose it the day after.
And I keep thinking, ladies, all the ladies out there are clapping for you, Travis. They're saying, you know, how long is it going to take before, you know, the guy does something different than get up off the dining room table and go watch a football game, you know? And that's both Christmas and Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Hey, ladies, for an anniversary, a birthday present, buy the cruise for him. And it might just happen to be over Thanksgiving, or it might just happen to be over the Christmas New Year's holiday. And by the way, those holidays usually are very, very popular. Travis, we're in the end of August right now. Is there still space available over Thanksgiving and Christmas New Year's?
Absolutely, there's space. And not only is there space, we have great rates. We have buy one, get one 50% off right now. We have a kids sale free promotion. And specifically with cruise holidays, especially for the ladies who are interested, maybe, you know, kind of taking it easy while they're on board, there's also a spa treatment that's available if you book by the end of August. So that's something exclusively through cruise holidays. So if you'd like to go give Girls of Cruise Holidays a call and they can go ahead and let you know the options available, but whether or not it's the big ships out of Florida, the Oasis class ships, or even, you know, the newly revitalized Liberty of the Seas out of Galveston, Texas, you know, something a little bit closer. Both those options, I mean, everything like that's available for you.
And you could even drive to Galveston. Mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale's a little far away, but my gosh, I just love, I've done two Christmas cruises with both my side of the family and with Mimi's side of the family. And honest to goodness, to your point about memories, those two memories with the family, the extended family, just stand out so vividly. And I just have to tell you the one story that happened with Mimi's side of the family. And they took us on the Sovereign of the Seas. And Mimi's younger sister Jenny's son, John, so the grandson of John Gammon, Mimi's dad, the grandson of John, jumped on Grandpa's lap on that cruise. We were all there at the dinner table and said, Papa, this is the best day of my whole life. Let's do it again. And how much is that worth, Travis?
Those are the things you remember. Again,
yes.
I cannot remember one of those material items I got for Christmas a year, 2 years ago, but I do remember those experiences that I take with your loved ones, and especially a moment like that. You can't put a price
I got on. A tie. I don't wear ties anymore.
And, sure, it looks nice hanging up in the hanging up. Yeah,
exactly. Right now, I've got to move it from one house to another. Hey, Travis, we've got about a minute and a half left. Can you stay with me through this next segment? Because I want to talk about popular destinations.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about places like the Panama Canal that I just talked about, places like cruising around Hawaii. We've talked a little bit about Alaska, cruising over maybe to Australia, New Zealand. There's new destinations. It seems like Japan is kind of in the news a lot about new destinations. Same way in Asia. And obviously, Europe is popular, always has been. There's some real values in Europe right now, which is always good to find out where the values are. I have so many people, especially retired people, that come to us and just want to know where the values are. And that all is based on supply and demand. So we're going to talk about that, Travis. We're going to talk about where the values are. But I also want you, I want to talk about the new destinations, some of the things that you find that are newer and that are trending very popular next year. Can you stay with me for just a little bit? Well, you've heard me say for so long, you deserve a great vacation, and you do. And we are open at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today until 3. 816-505-1500. 816-505-1500. And we can find you, whether it's holiday sailings or whatever else, a great value for whatever kind of vacation you are looking for, whether it's customized vacations, ocean cruises, river cruises, or all-inclusive resorts. That's what we do. We specialize in vacations. Hey, thanks for listening. Hang in there. We'll be right back. This is Mark. Welcome back to Vacation Views. Well, I got music from around the world, thanks to my producer, Mark Andrews. Thank you, Mark. With me right now is Mr. Travis Frew with Royal Caribbean. Travis, we were talking at the end of that segment, not only about Royal Caribbean, but about destinations that you see trending in a popular, in a strong way that maybe were not as popular this year or a couple years ago. What kind of destinations would those be that you see?
Well, I mean, one that I've seen over the last couple of years that's really become popular is just the Western Mediterranean cruises, because what we seem to be doing, I mean, there's a pattern here. There's the last couple of years, every one of our newest ships will always spend the summer over in the Mediterranean before doing a transatlantic over to Florida, where that's where the ship will be doing the 7-night Eastern Western Caribbean out of. So the newest ship that we have, the Symphony of the Seas, which will be debuting next summer, that's going to start the Mediterranean, doing the 7-night cruises before coming over. But not only that, I mean, all the newest ships that we have, such as the newest Quantum class ship, which is called the Ovation of the Seas, is over in Asia. And I mean, that ship itself over next summer, it's doing something like a 7-night. It's called the 7-night Ultimate Japan. So it's going to go depart out of Beijing, and it has three ports of call in Japan, and comes back in back over to Beijing after that 7 days. So
yeah, that does a combination of China and Japan, and those are two incredibly popular countries for people to travel to. We see it. It's just fascinating to me that for the longest time, Japan didn't really register on where people, at least in the Midwest, wanted to travel to. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing so much interest in Japan. It's fascinating, just fascinating. South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand?
Yep.
Interest there?
Yeah, we actually have the Explorer of the Seas and also the Radiance of the Seas. Both of those ships, those were actually the ones that are out of Alaska, doing the Alaska 7-night cruises. Those are actually going to be over doing South Pacific, Fiji, New Zealand. There's going to be just so many different options departing out of Sydney. And these could range anywhere from 9 nights, 11, 12, 14, 17 night, include New Zealand. There's so many different options. And the best thing is not only has deployment just come out, but we actually have the brand new 2018-2019 cruise brochures over at Cruise Holidays right now. So there's no better time to go pick up a brochure and see all these different destinations that we have to offer. Again, when we're talking over 280 ports call last year, I know you like me on your radio, but I don't think I could go through all 280 of them right now. You know, I know you got a schedule to keep, but again, there's just so many different options, so many great ports of call. And, you know, it's really, really interesting when we have the brand new ships that are destinations themselves going to these other brand new destinations that we haven't been before.
Travis, let me ask you this. this is kind of interesting. I don't mean to put you on the spot with what we just saw in Barcelona, that terrible thing that happened over there. We haven't seen any cancellations. We haven't seen any downturn in our customers wanting to go to that part of the world for this coming season, or cancellations for people going there this fall. Has Royal Caribbean seen any downward tick, any cancellations, are people getting used to this a little bit more?
To be completely honest, we've actually seen an upswing over the past couple months in our Europe business, and I think a lot of it has to do with, I was listening to you on the phone right before, when you were opening up, you really can't pay attention that much. You can't put too much merit into what you're seeing on the news, because again, we're not really seeing the whole story. I'm not going to say fake news, but a lot of it is put on there just for, you know, the value of having something on TV. So if anything really, really was a threat, or if anything really was going to serve as a detriment to somebody's vacation, obviously we care about, you know, the client first, and we care about our travel partners first. And we understand putting somebody in a situation like that. I mean, that's just absolutely unacceptable. So anything that you see on the internet, take it with a grain of salt up until you hear it from your travel professional. And that's why it's so important to work with Cruise Holidays.
And make sure your travel professional is somebody that's up on things. And by the way, I have seen so many times, Travis, to your point, I'm so glad you said that because I don't talk about this enough. I have been on cruises. We've had plenty of our clients, unfortunately, over the 29 years we've been in business, that a port was pulled during the cruise that the cruise line got word that it wasn't safe for the passengers or their crew. So they didn't go to that port, and they have the right to do that. And that's what I think is great. There is no doubt in my mind that these cruise lines have as much, if not more, good information than our government does on where it's unsafe and where it's safe. And of course, where it's unsafe, you know, they will not be going. Turkey is a good example of that. I think that's so sad. But the cruise lines have pulled out of there. They've got information why that is the right thing to do. Now, I respect that. And I think any customer can go on, especially a reputable line like Royal Caribbean, be comfortable that even during their time of traveling, that information is there to either go to a port or not go to a port based on what the cruise line knows. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. I love this, and we don't ever talk about this, and we need to. We are pushing so much now, actually offering an additional $25 onboard credit when somebody that's going on a Royal Caribbean cruise, or any other cruise line for that matter, signs up for their next cruise while they're on board. That really is a fabulous program that the cruise lines have put together, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Royal Caribbean started that next cruise sign-up bonus program.
Yes, we did. And in addition to what Cruise Holiday specifically is offering, what we're doing with next cruise is we've actually revamped our offer, because what we were looking at, the feedback we were getting from the guests, and we were looking at how these bookings that they're making on board, how well they're being received. So what we actually just started doing a couple weeks ago is instead of these minimal deposits and then onboard credits that you could use now or you could use later, we'd like to give the option of paying or saving up to $600 on your cruise fare for the next cruise, or having $600 of onboard spend for that next cruise.
And it's that client's choice, right?
Exactly.
Whether they take the discount or the onboard credit?
Because, everybody has different financial situations. Sometimes they may like to just throw it all up front, and a lot of times they may want to keep that $600 for shore excursions or for beverage packages and other things of that nature. I mean, we like to really give all of our clients really just that freedom of choosing what they'd like to do, as opposed to just a minimal deposit, and then that's kind of it. It was kind of restricting our guests, so we really wanted to give them a much better value, and I believe that that's exactly what we're doing here.
Travis, and it's an open booking policy, meaning people can sign up on board, but they do not have to make the decision on exactly when or where they want to take their next cruise.
Exactly. I mean, that's called our open booking policy, and I mean, that just means that you can choose your ship and sail date, you know, a couple weeks later after you consult with everybody, after you share all those pictures on social media and you brag to everybody about what a great time that you've had. And then everybody says, hey, let's all do this, you know, next year. Let's go ahead and all plan out our next family vacation. And then you have that open booking that you're able to go ahead and you've already established that on the ship. And the best thing is you don't have to worry about it going directly to Royal Caribbean, because everybody at Cruise Holidays, your Cruise Holidays agent who actually helped you out, that booking is going to go directly back to them. They're going to be alerted right when you make that next booking on board. So they're going to have all your information, nothing for you to do, no legwork that you have to get it back over to them. They're going to know exactly how to take care of you, just like they always do.
And then we give you the additional $25 onboard credit, which not a whole lot, but it's enough to say a drink or two or three or four or five is on us. Short excursion, something like that. Travis, are there still availability and deals yet for people that can make decisions here in August for this year's sailings?
Absolutely.
This year's cruises?
Absolutely. All the way up until the end of December, we have really, really great rates on not only balconies, but also our suites on our big ships, the Oasis class ships, out of Orlando and also out of Fort Lauderdale as well. And we're talking either interior balconies that face the interior parts of the ship, which come with additional amenities like bottles of wine. They come with specialty dining options and, you know, just the regular ocean view balconies and the suites, which also come with suite class amenities. There's so much value that's put into it. And also around this time, you know, it feels beautiful outside right now. You know, it's a beautiful Saturday. Nobody's really thinking about, hey, you know, when it gets cold, I kind of want to get out of here and I want to go enjoy a cruise in the Caribbean. You know, I don't want to be cold, but there's no better time than now with all the values that Cruise Holidays can offer and all of the availability that we have now at such great rates. There's no better time to start thinking about that vacation towards the end of the year when you have that time off and when you got the kids out of school for the Christmas break. I'd say maybe go check out the Caribbean instead of, you know, worry about driving in the snow up here.
Yeah, that's the man from Miami talking right there.
Okay, that is the Miami talking.
Well, there's nobody that likes snow. I mean, too much snow, except for, you know, the people that live out in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think anything under 60 is freezing, so, you know, I'm kind of biased there.
Well, and there's so many values, and I tell you, that is the other reason, isn't it, Travis, that it's important to call an agency like Cruise Holidays of Kansas City that specializes in cruises, that has the buying power and relationship with Royal Caribbean on all of the cruise lines, frankly. There are different values and deals and sales and added amenities and discounts and stuff. It's sometimes overwhelming for us, and that's all we do. I can't even imagine what it would be like for a consumer looking on their own.
Oh, but again, everybody thinks they can do it online, and everybody thinks it's so much easier, but you have no idea the type of value, the type of personalized service, and just all the other things that come along with booking with Cruise Holidays, which actually was Royal Caribbean's Vendor of the Year just recently. And we're talking about nationwide. We're not just talking about the Midwest. They were our Vendor of the Year, which means we have such a great relationship with them because they're such a well-oiled machine. They have everything all in place to make sure that you are being taken care of best as possible. And the best thing is, it does not cost anything more to use a travel agent. And that's a big misconception. A lot of people think doing it online, they're saving money. You're really not. You're actually just missing out on a lot of value you could be getting.
Boy, I tell you. You are so right that, you know, that under the fake news type thing we were talking about, that myth right there, people just sometimes don't get it. I understand the thought process of avoid the middleman, you save money. Well, that is true when the middleman has a lot of inventory. It's not true in the vacation industry where we don't have any inventory and where the distribution is set up, where Royal Caribbean relies on agencies like Cruise Holidays of Kansas City to spend the amount of time with a customer so they know exactly what vacation they're getting and that they get it matched up with exactly what's right for what they're looking for what they both want as a couple or as a family maybe, and that their expectations are correct. That is a big, I would bet you $100 our satisfaction rate of people that book with us on Royal Caribbean is a whole lot better than people that book direct.
I ain't betting against you because I completely agree.
And Royal Caribbean isn't set up. None of the cruise lines are set up to do direct business. They don't want to do direct business. They just don't have the time to have their people on the phone. We spend an average of about 45 minutes per customer, Travis, throughout that whole process. Now, that's an average. So sometimes it's a whole lot less than that for people to know exactly what they want. And sometimes it's a whole lot more than that for people that are new to cruising or new to Royal Caribbean or new to a destination or whatever. And we help them with what they need legally from passports. There's a lot of wrong information out there about that too. Or, you know, what kind of electrical currents they need when they travel to different parts of the world, all these sort of things when they do pre and post packages, whether travel insurance is right for them. All of these things that are so important. I mean, it's just amazing how many questions that are asked and that need to be asked from somebody that needs to know. And that's what we do. Our business model is full customer service with the knowledge and firsthand experience. That's the other thing, because you and your company, Travis, done such a great job of getting all of our people on Royal Caribbean cruises to all sorts of different destinations. And to me, firsthand experience is absolutely invaluable.
Absolutely. And that's why we love having you on every new ship that comes over. I mean, when the Symphony of the Seas comes over, you know, not this upcoming, but next November, you guys, we're going to have a lot of Cruise Holidays on there because it really is firsthand experience where you're able to really experience the ship and be able to, you know, relay that sort of info over to the guests. Again, they can go online. There's certain things you go online for. You could buy a coffee pot online. Don't plan a vacation online. Call Cruise Holidays and actually do it right.
And I appreciate that, Travis. Travis Frew, thanks so much for joining me today. And, you know, Chiefs season's coming up, buddy. We're going to go out and watch some Chiefs games
Mahomes
together.
Looks good. I'm calling it right now.
Okay, do you have a Chiefs hat?
Of course.
Do you have a Chiefs shirt?
Of course.
I know.
Come
you
on,
do.
Mark.
I got your Royals shirt, so you're already, you're becoming. Hey, everybody. Travis moved from St. Louis. He was assigned there. He asked his boss to come to Kansas City, and he's living in Kansas City now. Hey, I've got to run. Travis, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
I love this city. I love this area. I love what I do. Thanks for listening to me every Saturday. When I come back, I've just got a few minutes to talk about some of the great values that you might want to hear about. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and thank you for listening this Saturday and every Saturday. And by the way, if you cannot listen to a show or want to go back and listen to something that was said, or I get people ask me all the time, now, can you tell me about that deal you were talking about on radio? We have this podcast. You can go to 710kcmo.com, go to programming, go to Saturday's shows, Vacation Views, the week that you wanted to listen to or the week you missed. And you can listen to them all. Anyway, I do want to say thanks so much for listening. I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you every Saturday. There's so much that comes up. I candidly sometimes would love to do a two-hour show because I'd like to spend a whole segment of a show, 15 minutes, talking about all the hundreds of deals. Like Travis said, we can't talk about all 280 ports. I can't talk. I wouldn't have time to talk about all the deals and values and sales that we get from all of these cruise lines because they use us to help them sell, especially what is not selling well for them. And we have a whole list. I think it's close to 8,000 people that are retired or have a job where they're flexible and they can travel when they want. And so many of these people are just looking for a deal, looking for a great value, and they can be flexible with time. Well, if that's you, let us know that because we do send out, we email out these last-minute values literally once a week. And if you can take advantage of it, great. If you cannot, great. Otherwise, and if you are not on email, or just say you want Australia, New Zealand, Panama Canal, whatever it might be, and you can go, say, 3 months out of the year, October, November, December, whatever it might be, tell our counselors that, and they keep a file for people that are looking to go to a certain destination at a certain time of the year. And companies like Royal Caribbean are really, really good in working with us and helping us offer you great values or extra added amenities or discounts, whatever they might be, to entice you to help them fill up their ships. That's a win-win for everybody. So check us out online. We have so many of these values, but I mean, just seriously, a minority on our website, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com. If you're interested in any of the hosted groups that I do or that Mimi and I do, like this Rocky Mountaineer trip that we're on right now, or one of these upcoming river cruises, or wherever it might be, go to groups under our webpage, cruiseholidayskc.com, and you can find out all of the trips that we have coming up. Hey, I want to say thanks so much. I really appreciate you listening to me this Saturday and every Saturday. And don't forget, you deserve a great vacation. And as I like to say, go Chiefs and go Royals. Have a great weekend, everybody. I am heading to Vancouver a little later today on the Rocky Mountaineer. Can't wait. Then from Vancouver, you're going to hear about it when I get back. Thanks again for listening. You deserve a great vacation. Talk to you next week.
The preceding program was sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.